From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
I want to talk about the leaf blower as well. Interesting testimony this last week about using a leaf blower to uncover some evidence. Obviously, a little bit unorthodox, but let's hear the explanation as to why a leaf blower was used.
As far as the leaf blower was concerned, why was that a decision as far as that being an implement to use in this particular scene?
It was a unique scene. There was snow. I had never processed a scene in the snow. I had seen a leaf blower used in the snow, and it's quite effective at being controlled. So that's why it was readily accessible. The scene was debilitating as we were on scene with the weather. Snow was piling up, and I thought that was the best method at that time.
Had you ever used a leaf blower in a crime scene preservation effort?
First time.
And you indicated your testimony was temporary evidence containers to collect that blood, correct?
Yep, we utilized cups, plastic cups.
Those were red Solo cups, right?
That's correct.
The same kind of red Solo cup you drink beer out of at a barbecue?
Yeah, sure, you could.
Objection, Your Honor. Start.
I'll allow it.
There's nothing special about the red Solo cup?
Other than their plastic, nothing special.
And where did you get those red Solo cups?
We got them from Lieutenant Kelleher.
So in other words, you got to use your words, the evidence containers from a neighbor.
Correct.
He had some Solo cups in his house.
Now, we asked him if he had any plastic containers, any type of plastic container that we could utilize.
Crime scene preservation and the word leaf blower should never be in the same sentence. Jennifer, what's your thoughts on the leaf blower and the Solo cups, which we also have heard about in the past?
Okay, I'm going to first address the Solo cups. The Solo cups, it was interesting to hear a lot of details about those. It was always thrown out they were from some sort of neighbor. I think we were all picturing, you know, these Solo cups in somebody's cabinet that they just grabbed. Mm-hmm. It was actually another police officer. They were contained in plastic, so they were brand new. Okay. I'm just laying the groundwork. Still, no matter what, and I understand he testified that they did not have proper receptacles to even put snow in. Mm-hmm. They had the smaller ones with the swab, and so there was nothing that they had. Okay, I'm even taking that into account. No, protect the crime scene and wait until the CERT or an ERT team, an evidence response specialty team, can come and appropriately collect in sterile evidence containers. That's I'm steadfast on that opinion. Mm-hmm. But let's really consider what this was. It's all John O'Keefe's blood. Mm-hmm. How significant is this to change the whole case? So just say you say, okay, we're not going to count any of that blood that was collected. Well, quite frankly, both sides agree that he died and bled there in the snow and that his blood was there. Mm-hmm. So when you really look at what facts they're trying to bring out here, I just don't know how truly significant in the big scheme of this whole case this is. It's obviously significant trying to disparage and say these guys are all a bunch of clowns and that is why their investigation shouldn't be counted. But remember, the Kent Police Department, they were just the first on scene. Mm-hmm. This was completely turned over to the CERT. So their role in this was very small. I do want to talk about the leaf blower.
Yeah.
Because I've really thought about this, you know, as somebody who collected evidence for a living for years. Yeah. and acted as the team leader on evidence recovery, I can tell you very few people have ever had to collect in a blizzard outside in these circumstances. Mm-hmm. Very few people. I bet you could put thousands of FBI agents and police officers, and this is just rare.
Yeah.
What happened on this night. It's always great to Monday morning quarterback. I think none of them imagined this case would blow up as it has. I think they saw it as a hit and run, and that was it. And they thought this was going to be simple. But back to the leaf blower. I found out, and I think it's going to come out in testimony, that the CERT team decided to use shovels to actually try and remove the layers of snow. And we're going to see that that possibly wasn't that successful because, you know, a piece of that taillight wasn't seen. Mm-hmm. You know, Tony, there was 22 to 24 inches in that yard.
Yeah.
There was significant drifting. The yard was undulated, providing for a situation where it could drift like this. And there were 22 to 24 inches anyway dumped on this lawn. And for those people who are from that part of the area, I grew up in Nebraska and Kansas. That is a lot of snow where you stand on it and the snow dives deep into your galoshes because it's so powdery and big and it's hard to see. So when I really considered this, I thought the fact that they videotaped it and they documented everything they did, it was just in that small area around his body. But it was actually effective where they could actually see the layers and the spatter of the blood, which I thought was very important to see. In other words, the blood droplets where they were in and around his body that you could never have preserved if you just would have gone in there with a shovel. So while I think it was completely unorthodox, because I got to watch it on video and I saw their purpose, I wish they would have done that for the whole yard.
Sure.
Because I think it might have it just would have taken a lot of time. I'm going to be interested to watch what the CERT team says about the method that they utilized. So I have to be open-minded and think if it was me out there and I knew the importance of going layer by layer, you know, other than a little brush of some sort, which is what I would normally think you would do is kind of use some sort of brush. Mm-hmm. In watching that controlled manner, I understand why they use that method.
It'd be very interesting to see, especially when you get the expert witnesses and such in here that can talk about some of these things, whether it be blood splatter or what it may be, because that will tell us some more information about the crime scene. Specifically, you know, is there going to be evidence here that shows that, yes, he was struck right there based on where the blood went? Or are we seeing a path or something of him being brought out afterwards? That'll be very fascinating. And what will be considered to be accurate, you know, based on everything that was going on at that scene at that moment?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Tony. There's so much more to go.
Yeah.
And we're really just at the beginning of this case.
Yeah.
But I do think, at least I see it on social media, I think so many have already made up their mind.
Yeah, I don't think you can in this yet. You got it. And that's the point of the trial. I have not made up my mind. At the end of the day, I will say I believe no one tried to kill him on purpose. This was an accident in some way, shape, or form. How that took place, I guess we'll just have to keep watching and seeing where the evidence takes us.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.